I encourage your heart tonight to tell you that he's still in control. He's not nervous. Amen. I get a little jumpy. Well, I know you can't tell it, but you know, he's not nervous. He's got it together. He knows what's going on, and he has it. Millard Reed, by the way, that death that you talked about Amy, Millard Reed could not understand. Do you remember who Millard Reed is? He was stricken in South Carolina, and this illness that just didn't look like, I mean, just like sudden death, and miraculously was healed, and about the time that Amy died. And so he wrote this little book. I don't know, you probably read, some of you read the book. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, it's that he couldn't understand, and he went through it, that I can't understand why God would not take me, an old man, and would take her, a young lady. And then he said, God showed him the answer when he was walking one day to keep healthy, and he saw a bumblebee, and watched this bumblebee, which is really an unbelievable thing in nature, that they even can fly. That's about all I know about them, is what he wrote. and that God is the one that's in charge. He's the one that understands. And I want you to know tonight, see, if you're going through something and you can't figure it out, God's in control. That big old sign, I was thinking of that Sunday school class we were in Sunday, and all things work together for good to those that love God, to them called according to his purpose. They were sharing, and they were loving each other and just praying for each other and sharing how good God is and how I got to thinking, you know, God's in control of all this. God knows who your next pastor is. God's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. And you're not going to get someone, you're surely not trying to get someone that's going to do your job for you. I'll go through that real slow so you can make sure you articulate. You're not trying to get someone here to do your job for you. You're trying to get someone here that will encourage you to do what God wants you to do. I thought you understood. I just want to make it, you know. In the beginning was the Word. Yeah, John 1. You can get there. If you really want the Holy Spirit to talk to you, get there and read it while somebody else is reading it and let him talk to you. Amen? Well, Brother Roman, I don't love that. That's okay. You know, just do what you want to do. But, I mean, you know, it wouldn't hurt you. In the beginning was the Word. Just jump in there. Say amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, or something, if you feel like. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Well, Darwin didn't tell us that. Duh. Darwin was an atheist. Okay? Does that tell you something about whether you could believe him, even if he thought, if some people thought he was pretty cool at one time? Through him, all things were made. Well, that'd been good for him to hear, too. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. We talking Jesus here, folks? Is that what we're talking here? Is that what John's talking? Jesus? In him was life. Now that life, stay with me here. That life was his blood. That life was his life. 33 years, that life was his death on Calvary. That life was his resurrection. That life is his intercession. In him was life. more important than you know where the life came from. That life that was in him, that life, the Bible says, John says, that life, that light that in him was life, and that life of Jesus, the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, that life of Jesus was the light of all men. The life of Jesus was the light of all men. The life of Jesus. The life of Jesus in you and me, in his children, is the light of all men. That's why Jesus can say, he's the light of the world. And that's why Jesus can say, you're the light of the world. Because the light of the world is the life of Jesus in you. Say amen, somebody. God help me. God help me. The light, the life of Jesus in you and me. I don't know if you believe this. I don't know if I believe it. But it might help us to think about it. What if God, since he's God, he could limit himself if he wanted to? If God chose to limit himself in this community to what you believe him to do here? He can if he wants to. Would that make any difference in how you live? Would that make any difference in how you believe? We haven't touched the surface of what God wants to do, because he's the light of the world, and his life in you is the light of men. And guess what? No matter what the darkness does to snuff it out, they can't understand it, they can't comprehend it, and they will never put it out. Blessed be God. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. Look at your neighbor and ask him what their name is. If it isn't John, say it's okay. He means you. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light. Now, what's that light again? What's the light? The light is the life of Jesus in you, in us. He came as a witness. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him, all men, through Jesus, all men might believe. Now, you've got to understand what believe here if you're going to get this. You got to understand what believe means. Believe means more than he's Jesus. It means I believe him as the one and only God, and I will obey, I will do what I believe his word to say about him. That's the emphasis here. You check it out with all the scholars in here. That's, yes, to believe in the word is to believe in Jesus, the one and only Christ, and that I will do what he tells, what his word tells me to do. So right now, as the conviction of the Holy Ghost comes on this place, and it has been here, I believe, ever since Mark first got up Sunday morning, or before that, when the first few of you started praying and believing God for an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival, blessed be God. He's here to convict us. Oh, no, he doesn't condemn. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you're in the right place. You're at the right time. This is your moment. Don't miss it. This is your moment. This is your moment to believe, because it's a matter of choice. It's a matter of you saying, yes, Lord. It's a matter of believing on the one and only Jesus and then doing, responding, saying yes to His word and whatever He wants you to do. Hallelujah. Doesn't condemn you. Jesus doesn't do that. We do that. Murphy, if you don't shape up, I'll just... No, God doesn't condemn. He will one day. Do you know that Jesus told you the only way you can be condemned? The only way you can be, John 3, the only way you can be condemned is to refuse to believe on the one and only Son of the living God, Jesus Christ. Shout amen, somebody. Amen. Only way you can be condemned. And guess what? Stop blaming God, because He doesn't condemn you. The only one that can walk out of here condemned is the person that refuses, chooses not to believe on the one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And all the time, and you hear it all the time, well, God just hasn't been very good to me. Good grief, He's giving you breath. You're still alive. You're not in hell. That's grace. It's about time you at least understand who loves you. That's about time you understand who cares enough about you to die for you. And all He asks you to do is believe in Him and trust His word enough to do what He says. Yeah. Is that good stuff? Well, it might not be too good, but it's the truth. Oh, man. He Himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. John wasn't the light. John the Baptist was not the light. Look at your neighbor and say, you aren't either. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into this world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. He came to that which was His own, but His own did not receive Him. But to those who received Him, to those who believed in His name, there it is, He gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. Look at your neighbor and say, you're God's child, aren't you? Okay, tell him you can be then if you want to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word became flesh. Get ready to shout, somebody. The oldies will get shouting on this. The word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. We adopted some special needs kids. My second daughter Michelle couldn't have babies, and she adopted some special needs kids, and well, she fostered some and then adopted them. And and after you foster them in the state of Illinois, after you foster them, some of you know us, I'm sure that. To adopt them, you have to terminate the former parenthood. Is that, for the lack of a more technical terminology, do you understand that? In other words, they could not become her children, awarded by the state to her as adopted children, until their relationship with their former parents, with their natural parents or former parents, were terminated. See, so I know you probably already got it, but if I was out there and some guy was doing this, that would mean, okay, let me put it together. Oh, yeah! See, when you became a child of God, you terminated the former parental relationship spiritually with the slave driver, Slewfoot, Satan, and you became a child of the living God. And the life of Jesus in you became the light of men. Brother Almond, I don't have that kind of personality. Don't tell me. Tell him. Brother Almond, I don't have your kind of personality either, and aren't you glad? Thank God for something tonight. God knew what kind of personality he wanted to give you. God knew there was somebody in this world, if you were going to believe in him, that needed your kind of personality to bring them to the love of Jesus that you were brought to. As a result, he made you a minister. He made you a minister. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He made you a minister of reconciliation. By the way, church family, by the way, born again child of God, if you know Jesus as your Savior, if you've been born again, you are a minister of reconciliation. Congratulations. Shake your hand of the neighbor and say, God bless you, minister. Well, I just haven't accepted that yet. That's the problem. I just don't feel like I can witness. Yeah, well, duh. Of course you can. It's up to you. I'm not either. It's up to me. I'm not going to. Incidentally, there's a lady down at Walmart really needs someone to go down there and help her. I mean, there's a bunch of them down there that need help, but I'm just telling you what. It's not just Walmart. It's just that's where I happen to go. She says, oh, I used to go to church. Well, they all used to. But I'm just not a church type person. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. I thought. She's waiting for you. Oh, I'm guaranteeing you somebody knows her. And God will show you. Because you have the life of Christ in you, and that's the light that will bring her to the light. Let's talk to a lady. I'll tell you where she is. Wish I could remember her name. Doesn't matter. You can go there tomorrow, find out. She works at the Cellular. Is she here tonight? I wouldn't embarrass you for anything, ma'am. I guess I didn't have enough faith. I do. She could have. She's not here. She surely isn't here. God bless you, honey. If you're here, take this as an illustration and not as a slam, okay? Huh? What, lives in Nable? Ooh. The life of Jesus is the light of the lady that lives in Nebo. Whoa. She said she has 6 kids. I said, where are they going to church? Said they've all had a falling out with the church. I didn't ask her which one. I just don't. There's just nobody to witness to, Brother Mark. There's just no. Is it warm in here? Whew. We're going to have to leave quick, aren't we? All right, I'll finish. Jesus says in Matthew 5, are you ready? Turn over there, will you? I want you to see this. Verse 13, you're the salt of the earth. What does salt do? Seasons, okay, what else? Preserves, what else? Right? Okay, I wasn't figuring on that one, but I guess we could going right along. It's like, that reminds me, the little kid, I asked that one, the little kid said, what was saw that says, melt ice. I said, praise God. Wasn't that good? I could handle that. I don't know what to do with this one. But if the salt loses its saltiness, oh, by the way, doesn't it do something about taste sometimes? Come on now, it doesn't matter how much salt they put on McDonald's French fries, you gotta pour some more on. And I used to too, except now with high blood pressure, you don't. Enhances taste. He says, you're the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. Now watch this. You are the light of the world. Look at your neighbor and say, uh-huh. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and gives light to everyone in the house. Now watch this. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father who is in heaven. In just a few minutes, as the Spirit leads, every one of you, every one of you that can hear the voice, can hear the sound, can hear the song. I want you to let the Lord lay a soul upon your heart and commit yourself by coming to the front to do whatever God would have you do to see that soul won to Jesus. Doesn't matter what personality you are, doesn't matter how old or young you are, Brother Olman, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Oh, but just by instinct, you ought to know something. Spiritual instinct. Why are you on this world? You're on this earth for one purpose, to help somebody else get to heaven. There's something more important than you getting there. It's getting somebody else to go with you. Is that the truth? No, I'm just not playing games here, guys. I got to do this to get done with this service. How is a lost world going to get one back to Jesus and be what God made us to be? Well, I just haven't had Bill Bright's Four Spiritual. I just haven't had the Nazarene plan. I'm not asking about plans or programs. I'm not talking system here. I'm talking source. I'm talking the need of every sanctified and saved individual. And listen, by the way, if you're not saved and you're not willing to make that commitment, I want you to think a little bit beyond yourself for one moment. Think about the number of people you could influence if you did give God everything. Oh, God, help me. Am I being too hard on you? Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll be out of here in a while. Guys, we got to get this. We've got to get this. I'm down. Okay. I'll close. I'm down, but don't get ready to go because, you know, we got a little bit yet. I'm down in Mount Pleasant, in below Charleston, South Carolina. We're having our preachers and wives retreat. We got a free afternoon. Kathy drags me. I've been drugged all my life. She drugged me to this shopping mall. She drugged me to that one. She drugged me to this art studio. Can you imagine me in an art studio? Yeah, I was there. Thank God for Miss Kathy. She said, I want you to see this and I didn't know. We had his picture. He was famous. His name is James Booth. His picture's famous for the storm picture. That's the name of it. And there's a night picture and there's a day picture. And he's probably made as much money as all of us put together in this room just on those two pictures. And they think we're lazy. Yeah, gee. He says he does two pictures a year. But I didn't know that he also did lighthouses. I come walking in with my wife to the art studio, and there's St. James Island, and I'm saying I say to this guy's straightening up pictures, and there's four pictures of the same lighthouse taken at different times. He made the picture at different times, and so I said to him, "Sir, are these Mr. Booth?" He says, "Yes, these are Mr. Booth, and I am Mr. Booth." Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Good creep. Wouldn't you know I'd get the big guy right from the get-go, you know. I couldn't wing it anymore on this. And so I said, "I didn't know you did lighthouses." He said, "Do you know anything about lighthouses?" I said, "No way. I don't know anything about lighthouses. I wasn't going to show my ignorance on that." And he said, "There's 752. How many of you like lighthouses? How many of you have been into lighthouses some once in a while?" Oh, great, two or three. And and he said there's 752 around the shores of America and the Great Lakes, and at 752 at that time, which was years ago, functioning. And I said, "That's amazing. I had no idea." He said, get this, folks. And he gave me the best message on let your light shine before men see the good works, glorify Father God, that I'd ever had since I read the Word. He said, every one of those 752 functioning lighthouses are different. So I made the dumb statement, dumb question. How so? They're different in design. They have different designs on them. So back when they were looking from the seas to see the design of the lighthouse, they could tell where they were. And if they couldn't see the design, the beam was different. The pilot knew by the beam where they were. I found out since there's something else that's different. It's the horn. The noise. Look at your neighbor. Tell him you're different than I am. You look different. You sound different. Well, you're supposed to tell me too. You don't have to tell them they are different. That's God's design. Now, will you bless inferior personalities? Take hope this evening. You are just as important a lighthouse as any other lighthouse in here. So we're not letting you off the hook. First one was amazing. First one, I'll never forget. They always have a little title. And this one was Morris Island. It was very intriguing to me. You know why? Because my wife's maiden name is Morris. And I had my first point. You're a lighthouse, first and foremost. Are you hearing me, old people? Oldies? First and foremost. That's a respectful term, by the way. I'm 64. I go on Medicare October 1. Some of you are saying, "I bet you'll be kicking your foot up when you get there." Anyway,
family. Let your light so shine in your family that they see your good works and glorify Father God in heaven. We've got to win our families. Part of the reason I believe God laid on my heart the story yesterday about my daughter, my youngest daughter, was that if in case you don't seem to be able to reach your kids at the time, reaching somebody else's kids will probably assure that somebody else's kids will reach yours. Shout amen, somebody. We ain't giving up on this thing. Well, bless God, I got all my kids in. I've done my job. No, you haven't. You're still breathing. Well, I can't run around like that I used to. Get on the phone. You talk to everybody else about everything else. Tell them about Jesus. Come on, somebody. Am I being nice enough? I got to hurry. Family. Family. First and foremost, we're lighthouses to our family. Second, right there, it was in the night, taken in the night, and it was called the Charlestonian. And the light lit up the battery there. It's beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. There it is. There it is, church. There it is, church. Oh, God, help us. Church, please, please be the lighthouse in this community. That when people come, they won't be hearing the 10-year-old stuff on whether it's contemporary or traditional, but they'll be saying, we got Jesus going today, praise God. Watch your attitude. I'll preach on that tomorrow if you want.
Well, I thought he was conservative until he come up with it.
Well, you got the first one right. The church has got to be the lighthouse that lets the light so shine before men they see the good works and glorify Father God. And by the way, if you're inhibited tonight by what God has told you to do personally, you do what he tells you. If he tells you to go sulk up the myth tree, do it. You going to stay? Okay. I didn't think he was. Amen. It's got to be him. Got to be all about him. Could you hear Jim Deal? Was Jim Deal here a while back? Could you just hear him again? Why can't we just do both? I didn't get it then either, did you? That's okay. Anyway, no, folks, it's important. It's important if we're going to be a lighthouse in the community. Now, if we're just going to be here and playing games and we want to pick and choose who comes and who doesn't, blah, 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 then you're going to be messed up anyway. Not a whole lot anybody can do to help you. But if you want to be the lighthouse that Jesus wants you to be, hallelujah, then you got to let it shine. Third one was interesting. It was dead midnight. It's called night watch, and beam of light come pouring out of that thing, and that's all because everything else was black, pitch black. It was called night watch, and I said, my God in heaven, help your church, help your children to reach out to the darkest night. How many homosexuals do you know? How many practicing homosexuals do you know? Might as well cover it all tonight. I'm already going to get beat up. ask you a question. How in the world is a homosexual going to find Jesus if the Christian person doesn't love him into the kingdom? Some of us don't even realize what a genius of a statement our generals put out about, you don't have to worry about the next music man ordained in the church to come in here and be homosexual. You don't have to worry about that. Or the next pastor, the next preacher. Not to worry about the General Assembly wasting their time debating. The debate's over. Jesus is Lord. Amen. And if some of these precious, precious people don't even understand their orientation, have them either look in the mirror or come and seek the book. Because it's in here. Say amen, somebody. It's in here. Almost lost my earpiece on that one. The black night of sin is my responsibility, Mark. So I better know Jesus pretty well.
We don't want that kind floating around in our play, church.
Tell you one thing. They'll be floating around somewhere. Might as well get them somewhere where they can get some help. Amen. I understand. I understand. It hasn't affected your family yet. It will. And you best be knowing how to prepare to deal with it. Is that okay? It's the truth. Amen. Bless her heart. One more and we're gonna get this last one. Last one was unbelievable. All the auxiliary buildings are gone. One lonely lighthouse taken at the setting of the sun, and the beam seemed to be as right at sunset. Seemed like the beam was brighter than all the others. I said, Mr. Booth, what's this deal? I said, oh, this is amazing. I said, there's nothing inside that lighthouse that can inhibit the direct that can inhibit the direct reflection of the setting sun and the reflectors on the lighthouse. And it was pure reflection of the setting sun. Come on, somebody. When you get sanctified through and through and get self out of the way, you can let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Praise God. Praise God.
There is light.
Come on.
And I toss.
Bring him. Bring him to the altar. Come on. Bless her, Jesus. Touch her, Jesus. Touch her, Lord.
And the light.
I'll be that, Lord. I'll be that for you, Jesus. That's right. God bless you. My family. My church. My community. Hallelujah. I'll be what you want me to be. Hallelujah. I thank God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. I'll do what you want me to do. Young adults, children, young people, oldies. It's my ministry. It's what he's called me to do. Hallelujah. Front seats left. Come on. Front seats left. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Think about it, church board member. Lay it on our hearts, Jesus. Not relevant anymore. It's not relevant anymore.
Well, the big ships all sail.
My God, help us. My God, help us. Oh, sing it, Mark. Sing it. Went back to that story. Just inside, I saw the light.
I saw the light.
There's a
light from that old lighthouse that stands up there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. I let it shine, Jesus. Rocks of sin. For this. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for this awesome time together, and even in the pews and around the altar and the balcony, and we hear the cry of the heart. God, let me let your light so shine that my family will see your good works, glorify my Father in heaven. Oh God, I almost thought it was over for me. I mean, I have grandkids now, and I realized I'm still breathing. Oh God, we make a difference in my grandkids' lives. I mean, let the light shine. So proud of those two boys when they were baptized and they gave their testimony, big football jocks, and they gave their testimonies about love of Jesus with all their heart. Oh, I'm so thankful. Lord God, don't let me fail them. My two that are messed up, my God, don't let me forget them. Help our church, Lord. To be the lighthouse in a community, a holiness lighthouse. No more infighting, no more having my way, no more thinking I'm the only. No, God, we need you. We need you. The night watch. Now this probably takes training, takes sure. We don't go out there without your direction. God, what's gonna happen to the sickos if we don't go to them? And Lord, we might need to go to them. They won't come here. They're not here. They don't come here. Well, I thank God for all those that do, but there's some that won't. Talking to a board member the other day, and they're not going to come here, but so we'll go out there, Jesus. We'll go out. We'll let the light get out there. Hallelujah. Let it shine, Jesus. Would you let it shine? Help us. Right now, look into our hearts. Search our souls. Know if there's anything. Lord, if there's anything that inhibit the light, Lord Jesus, let us put it on the altar. Let us leave it on the pew, and let's walk out of here tonight more terrible than an army with banners. Thank you, Jesus. Before we can expect them to come to the light, we have to intercede for them. So we do that tonight, Jesus. We lift them up. We ask that you'll somehow help us. And praise God for the lighthouse. Praise God for your light. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah to the blood. Glory to Jesus. Trust him, faithful.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the lighthouse.